Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
Moving right along, 7:45, quarter till 8, District Attorney Jason Williams joins us right now. How you doing, J.A.?
Good morning, Tommy. How are you?
Those initials didn't sound right, but you understand what I'm saying, Jason Williams. How's everybody? Good?
I'm sorry. Everybody's real good. My youngest son calls me Jay half the time, too.
Okay,
so
all right.
I'm used to it.
The A part, I guess. I don't know where I got J.A. from. J.W. What am I talking about, J.A.? I guess I'm thinking of D.A. I combined all of that. Moving too fast. Let's talk about the French Quarter Festival violence. Man, you talk about if ever there was an indication of if somebody's hell-bent on doing something, even the Secret Service, you can have whoever you want there, as much of a law enforcement president as you want, and they're going to do it.
Yeah, you know, you're absolutely right, Tommy. I was listening to Ronnie Surpass the other day on your station, and he was absolutely right in what he was saying. And it really goes back to the conversation we had about a year ago. You know, we don't need guns in the French Quarter unless they're in the holsters of the state police and the NOPD. Whether this individual was responding to shots fired or whether he was the first person shooting, shooting indiscriminately in a crowd of people never works well. And that's a prime example of it.
And if you're listening yesterday with my conversation with Ronnie, you also heard me ask about what does that say about the security plan for the quarter as presented by Tenio, because that wouldn't address any of that because state law doesn't prohibit any of that, right?
Yeah, I mean, like, you know, you can plan around most things, but you can't plan for everything. I think the report's a solid report, but as they said, and as you've heard Councilmember Freddie King, my good friend, say, things have to be tailored to a place and tailored to the city. And at the end of the day, we talk about what is the best solution to prevent crimes like that. It's fewer guns in the hands of people who do not understand how to use them and don't care about human life.
Hey, well, you got like Freddie King. He's a Shaw graduate.
I knew that. That's why I picked him rather than Ann Kirkpatrick. They both said the same thing, but I was appealing to your base interest.
Yes, thank you. I appreciate it. Thank you, Jason. That's, you can never go wrong doing that. Let's talk about ankle monitoring and a real time, because this is a serious thing, real-time juvenile ankle monitoring, because we've had one heck of a problem with that.
It is a huge problem. It's still a huge problem. Council Member Moreno did help and worked with her fellow council members to allocate $2 million that would go to real-time monitoring with individuals who are trained with dealing with juveniles. That is absolutely a step in the right direction. These folks will be responsible for picking up an individual who has deemed to be non-compliant and have violated. However, the other missing component to that is having judges call that in. The judge that decides sometimes over our objection to send a person back out into community when we're asking them to stay housed in jail and they want to put them on an ankle monitor, when they receive that report of noncompliance, they've got to put that warrant out And they've got to let these folks know it's time to go pick that individual up. If they don't do that part, then the $2 million is wasted. So there still is that human element of responding very quickly to noncompliance. I wish this was in the hands of prosecutors because there's certain people I believe should not be trusted with an ankle monitor. If you've shot at someone, if you've hurt someone, if you've repeatedly broken into a car or a house, you don't deserve an ankle monitor.
So who's going to be... I'm trying to figure out what's going to change, Jason. I'm trying to keep up here, but who? What's going to change?
Well, so the Council President Moreno and her colleagues have pushed for and gotten $2 million to go to the state so that there are individuals who can respond. We didn't have that before, other than the police department, but they've got to get a warrant first, and they weren't getting the warrants because the judges weren't calling those in and requesting them. To go pick up these juveniles if they're out after hours or outside the geolocation they're supposed to be in. But still, there's a missing component of the judge that has placed this individual on an ankle monitor, sometimes over objection. They've got to say, pull him in, bring him off the streets. And in a lot of instances, that simply just is not happening.
So it is going to happen now or not?
It depends on the court. The judges that are paying attention, the judges that are responding to noncompliance, they're asking for these individuals to be picked up for noncompliance. Some judges give second and third chances in that instance.
All right, let me take a break. We'll pick it up when we come back. I'm going to give you a case study here because, you know, we all know Dennis, Matt Dennis over at ASAP and how they notify the judge if somebody tamples with the anchor monitor or leaves their confinement. So they notify the judge.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code MAN at checkout. That's harrys.com, code MAN. Enjoy.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This $2 million is going to provide for more people to go pick up the person, the violator, is that right? But the short circuit the short circuit they were worried about is if the judge says, go pick him up. That's where we are?
Right. That's got to happen.
That is going to happen?
That needs to happen but that's not always the case. You stated the case very well.
We'll pick it up when we come back with Jason Williams, District Attorney, 751, 9 till 8, traffic now, WWL. We have a little contest here about the line of the week, and we had a leader in the clubhouse, but Jason Williams just took the lead by saying he quoted Freddie King and not Ann Kirkpatrick when I mentioned Freddie King was a Shaw graduate because you wanted to do appeal to what, Jason?
Appeal to your base.
Appeal to your
basic instinct.
I like
to always love your alma mater.
Tim Zimmer.
That's a big deal.
Got bad news for you, buddy. You've been knocked to second place by Jason Williams, taking me down on that one. So many times, Jason, and I get a lot of feedback from people that's positive, and I appreciate it because I listen when I talk to people. And I'm looking at the headline here, Missy Wilkinson's story, and I'm not criticizing her at all. NOLA.com, real-time juvenile ankle monitoring program ready to launch, and then I'll talk to y'all. And then I feel like Fred Sanford, where it's like, wait, hang on here a minute, Lamont, wait, what? Because you tell me everything's going fine with the money and putting on people to go capture the people at UP, juvenile offenders that take off the monitor or tamper with it, but the chain, to use the cliche, is only as strong as its weakest link. And if the judge says, well, don't worry about it, well, then the whole thing falls apart, right?
That is absolutely right, Tommy. I mean, I think it's very dangerous, whether it's the media or whether it's a leader of an organization, to wave any victory flags in the public safety space. It takes
to be clear, I just want to jump in. Missy Wilkinson was not doing that. She probably didn't even write the headline. But I'm just saying it seemed like it sounds good, but until you delve down, it's really not, right?
It's not the whole picture.
Okay.
Even parents who love their children have to drop the hammer sometimes. If a judge says, I'm going to put you, young Tommy Tucker, on an ankle monitor, you can't go back to the quarter. You can't be out after dark. And young Tommy Tucker is in the French Quarter every single night violating the ankle monitor. And when the judge finds out, she just says, all right, look, don't do it again. And then he's there again. And he says, don't do it. At some point, you're creating bad habits. You're showing this young person there are no real consequences. The judge didn't mean what they said. And then, therefore, the ankle monitor means nothing.
Jason, let me
and
just jump
million
in
dollars,
one minute sure. here real quick before we run out of time. I see Judge Candace Vaughn Bates Anderson quoted at City Council, you're able to put him back in the community, keep him in school, keep him involved. Matt Dennis tells you the same thing. He's not against ankle monitoring. He says you can't put everybody in jail. Sometimes kids just screw up. They got to get back to school and everything else. But there are judges that have been frequent offenders when it comes to not notifying authorities when the people fool with the ankle monitors, right? Juvenile judges?
Correct. Yeah, yes, sir. And look, there are kids that benefit from ankle monitors. There are adults who benefit from them. That's great, but let's focus on the ones that don't, because those are the ones who are hurting people and killing people.
So what? How can we put attention on the juvenile judges that don't pay attention to this?
You know, I think we need automatic revocations of an ankle monitor. A single you charge with a violent crime, a judge lets you out on an ankle monitor. One violation, you're back in jail.
That'd be a state
regardless
law?
Of that. State law, municipal ordinance, agreement with the court. I think it's common sense.
Thank you.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app, and this app's got game. like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way, with stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long!
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I'm Rhett.
And I'm Link.
And we're the hosts of the podcast Ear Biscuits. We're just two lifelong friends who've been talking about life for a long time.
From being dads to businessmen to all the random things we experience, nothing is off limits.
And now we're talking to you. We're answering your questions, giving advice that you may or may not want to take, and listening to your hilarious stories.
So leave us a voicemail to be part of the show at
1-888-EAR-POD-1 on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.